Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Hi, everyone. It's Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for November 14, 2015. Folks, things are breaking so fast on the world stage. I thought I'd give an update report to focus on the global crisis and global solutions before us. As the host of Cosmic Love, I've seen a golden age coming for a long time, and those who read my web articles at heartcom.org are well aware of current capabilities for global enlightenment very quickly. It can happen in the twinkling of an eye in the cosmic scheme of things, and this show is dedicated to you all who want to grasp the current capabilities of global humanity to wake up, wise up, and rise up with unprecedented unity in our diversity, a new common sense of the family of mankind in a global village of all connected cooperation. Well, cooperation is like co-creation. You know how we're going to get our act together at this time. And hopefully all of you lightworkers, lovemakers, and peacekeepers can serve as midwives for the painful birth of a global golden age. That's kind of the cryptic title, subject for this show today, the painful birth of a global golden age. And so the birth of a golden age will not come without some painful disruption of the status quo as we've known it. It will be more or less painful as childbirth is, depending on whether old paradigms of governing the world will go kicking and screaming with wailing and gnashing of teeth, or whether the people of Earth say enough is enough, no more in-our-face tyranny. That may sound harsh, but this baby is coming fast. It's heading out, and the mother is screaming. We're all feeling the pain, knowing this too shall pass, but wondering what kind of world we will create for our children and their children. So a hopeful vision, a very positive, hopeful vision of this future world may be helpful. And then recently I wrote an article on the global power shift, and here are some highlights from that article. The global power shift, the big shift we are now witnessing is a power shift from centralized to decentralized global power, with free energy power now in production worldwide, internet knowledge power, decentralized global wisdom, and geopolitical power, universal sovereignty globally. And these three shifts is what I'm going to go into. First was the free energy power. And this is based on news releases on a website at www.keshefoundation.org, and that's K-E-S-H-E foundation.org. As an October 15th news release, about $200 units to power cars and homes have gone into production worldwide. This was announced on their website, as I said, at keshefoundation.org. Millions of these units have already been produced, and it's open source technology, no patents, so production is decentralized globally. So in other words, there's no stopping this power shift to clean, free energy that liberates the environment and our bodies from toxic coal and oil power generation that is poisoning our air, land, and food. Now, I know that sounds incredible, but you can go to the website and check it out for yourself if that's true. Free energy technology is being liberated worldwide, going into production, decentralized production around the world, and that has huge implications. The other huge power shift is internet knowledge power, which has gone mainstream worldwide as the dominant source of news. More than half the 7 billion crew of our spaceship Earth are now connecting with the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. About half of these netizens, these global netizens, citizens, are on the social media network Facebook. Back in September, Facebook announced that they achieved 1 billion users in one day. Decentralized wisdom has matured very quickly with a new social conscience in our global social networks. And it might say that wise dominion or wisdom in the collective conscience of these social networks is morphing the media matrix of paradigm paralysis, also known as Duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. I'd have a little fun with that. Geopolitical powers, the other big power shift that's going on, and it's dramatically shifted with a more balance, with a new balance of powers in the Middle East. And this began with Putin's address to the UN back in September, followed by decimation of ISIS with international support. A new global economic order is emerging beyond the U.S. petrodollar currency standard that is in demise because numbers 1 and 2, the internet knowledge power shift and the free energy power shift in production worldwide. So this geopolitical and economic power shift is rapidly decentralizing from Western competition win-lose models to global cooperation win-win models. East, west, left, things are moving from west to east. This power shift has been dominant in the Western Hemisphere. It's coming into balance with Eastern powers, and there's a stalemate right now between these powers that be, so to speak, or powers that were. Things are shifting fast in the Middle East. And this is a huge, huge issue that's been going on in the Middle East the last 2 weeks ago. I've written several articles about that. You can see the last article back on Halloween, one of the last ones, and there was an update on that, one of these last seven articles. And I'm going to do a little highlight of the news, the world news, of where that's at right now. Most people in America aren't getting in the Western media. People all over the world are, and it's very revealing. And I think it's really interesting of what's going on right now that we're not getting basically anything about it in the media. Some of you may have read about or know that U.S. warplanes reportedly recently bombed the ISIS-held Syrian oil fields. And we're not getting, again, much of that in the Western media because the story of this is that for the last year, the U.S. could have bombed those oil fields that were supplying ISIS-held, you know, these ISIS-held Syrian oil fields to basically cut off the funding for the terrorists, but they didn't because now it's all coming out since Putin went on the attack against ISIS. It's all come out that the John McCain and the War Hawks and the State Department or the Pentagon, the military, have been supporting ISIS to take out Assad in Syria. So now that the Soviet Union has basically got ISIS on the run, the U.S. goes in and attacks the Syrian oil field because, obviously, the ISIS is being cut off at the knees, and the Syrian oil fields will fall back under control of Syria. So the U.S. warplanes go in and bomb it. I mean, think about that. They go in and bomb it because it's like scorched earth policy. If we can't have it for our for the rebels, for the ISIS rebels, then Syria can't have their oil fields back. We're just destroy them. I thought that was interesting. That just came out the last few days ago, and in response to that, and this is interesting. The Russia has deployed a new. They've deployed a new air defense system around Syria, so any planes coming in, they can with this air defense system with their electronics and missile system. There's an article on this that goes into great detail on it, and this was on Rents.com, but it was also on Freedom's Phoenix, and it's talking about this advanced missile deployment that's way beyond anything the U.S. has got. It's like a missile shield in one sense, but it's basically a no-fly zone because they can drop this defense system can take out anything that comes into the field. I mean, there's nothing. This is so beyond anything the West has got, and it's kind of amazing that this advanced technology that'll drop airplanes out of the sky with electronic jamming systems that just disrupt the electronics, and it's not just a radar shield, it's a missile shield, and it's a very advanced. They have very advanced systems on their warplanes that will neutralize the electronics of the Russians do. They'll neutralize the electronics on U.S.-Israel warplanes. Of course, Israel warplanes are U.S. warplanes. And so basically we got this interesting response to not only what happened with the war, these warplanes, U.S. warplanes, Israel taking out the Syrian oil fields, but also in response to what happened to the Russian plane that was shot out of the sky there in Egypt. Now, that's coming out, and this is Veterans Today article, that what was going on, and this is really interesting to a lot of listeners that they're probably not getting this in the Western media, is that this Russian commercial airline over the Sinai, and now it's coming out that there was a U.S. and there was a NATO exercise going on, American and German commanders of NATO with Israel were involved in a joint operation at the same time, only a few miles away, at the same time that Russian plane was taken out. Now, all over Europe and Russia and most of the world, people are getting the news of this happened, that the Russian airliner was actually taken out by whether it's missile or bomb or even the Israeli intelligence center they had nearby had the capability to jam the electronics, hack the electronics remotely of that airliner and block all systems of the plane, if not detonate a bomb that was on board, if not a missile. And there's different ways that they could have done this. And there's different theories that whether it was a missile or a bomb or whatever. But it looks like since it was done at the same time as this exercise and with released intelligence showing that it was actually ordered by not Netanyahu with the full backing of NATO because they were involved in the exercise. So within the military intelligence community, there is one area of total agreement among those still sane. It's a minority, and all are afraid of the United States and look to Russia and China to save the world from what the United States has become. In other words, the backers of ISIS, the backers of terror in the Middle East, and the destruction of one country after another from Iraq to Libya to the attempt to take out Syria and Iran, a long-time plan for greater Israel, and how the U.S. is totally involved with this greater Israel agenda to create chaos, manage chaos, and, of course, all the refugees flooding into Europe, which is destabilizing Europe. This has all come out within the last couple months. This is not, this is not conspiracy theory. This is well-known all over the world, except in the Western media, which is why, in my own way, I'm, getting the message out. My message is really going out to 62 countries worldwide live and with replays. People around the world, that follow the news, that can corroborate what I'm talking about. I'm not making this stuff up, But anyway, that's kind of an interesting background, a little politics and economics that are far more complex than the truth that we so often get in the mainstream corporate media. So I'm going to go in a little bit more about what's going on in the world at large. There's a dynamic here that I'm going to go into more of these recent articles I've done and some highlights and keynotes that really kind of focus on the core issues of problem and solution systemically. There's big changes going on, like I said, the power shift with energy, free energy technologies, and how that affects the petrodollar in the Middle East, the petrodollar that's been backing Western nations, the economy, and the shift of the new economies and issues politically we see sometimes come out in the mainstream media, like with the elections recently, and Trump coming out and saying, don't you get it, sanctions against the Soviet Union and driven the Soviet Union into alliances with China and a whole new economy that cuts the U.S. and Western nations out of the loop. And this is kind of the dynamics that some people get a little taste of, but the backstory on this is largely what I'm dealing with. What's going on with this power shift and where it's going, what it looks like. So I'm going to give a little bit of station break for those who came in late into the show. This is Cosmic Love for November 14th, 2015, and we're broadcasting live to 63 countries worldwide on the Internet and archived for your listening pleasure whenever. Since my last show on Cosmic Love back on Halloween, I published 7 articles on the HeartCom Network that also highlight the big shift of power, wisdom, and love as far as a coherent conscience emerging, waking up, wising up, and are all connected global social networks. This is the big drama of social conscience being cultured in social networks worldwide with an instant everywhere interactive global village sensibility that we're all in this together. So the last article I published just the other day was on the highlights for holistic healing. And if you're serious about building health and preventing disease, this article may be a life changer. Now, for example, you can read about the Swedish pollen extract used by immunologists worldwide in drip IVs. You can take it orally in a powder, sublingually under the tongue, and how you can strengthen your immune system. You can read about the most advanced soil-based organism probiotic available, and together how this probiotic and the Swedish pollen extract work with a biological synergy called symbiosis, whereby the results, the health-building results, are far greater than the sum of benefits separately. So I'm going to give you a little bit more specifics on this before I go on with the rest of the show. Those who aren't familiar with the Swedish pollen extract, there's a complex process of immune-building benefits in the way that this SPX extract feeds the 7 glandular centers of the endocrine system that regulates everything in the body. A nutraceutical-grade pollen extract, Swedish pollen extract, is a precursor to the hormones that do the regulating. It's the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material at the source of the food chain. That's why oncologists use this extract to bring cancer patients back after chemo wipes out the immune system. This is worldwide. Oncologists are using it. And if they are operating on insurance, these oncologists, they have a blank check for treating this major side effect of chemo. And the SBX extract, this extract keeps the gravy train going. Never mind that European and Asian doctors used SBX to build health and heal numerous diseases, including cancer, without adding toxic drug side effects. And more doctors in America are beginning to do that. It's actually the supplier of this Swedish pollen extract is one of the big pharma companies that bought the source company, the 50-year-old source company in Sweden, and they're using it to build health with immunology in America, and the product is also available at health food stores, nutrition centers, the health practitioners as a supplement that you can be taken, and it's more or less sanctioned by the FDA because it is used with health for health purposes by medical doctors. So that's a natural food that you don't hear much about that's being used so widely worldwide for health benefits. And if you can check out that article at heartcom.network with links in the article with more information. So you can check that out. As for other articles the last 2 weeks, one article in particular sums it up. It's called Adjusting to Accelerated Shift Dynamics. This is something that's going on big time right now. Last 2 months, we've seen the things accelerate a lot. And this has been the theme of Cosmic Love and my HeartCom Network the last year, the 2015 big shift. And if you go to HeartCom Network and, you know, through the homepage at heartcom.org, then you'll get a video and an overview of this big shift that's going on and the dynamics of the big shift that's going on in numerous regards. I've talked about the power shift with free energy technologies, the wisdom shift that's going on with basically a surge in global social conscience in our social networks, and the geopolitical power shift that's going on. We can see that going on where Western dominance is, you might say, Western left brain, Western hemisphere dominance is shifting to more of a balance with Eastern Russia, China influences, and there's a new check and balance going on. There's kind of a not a checkmate, but a stalemate of Western powers in the Middle East, as I've talked about, with what's going on with Russia and China. There's a whole new economic adjustment going on, whereby Western dominance is leading more to West-East cooperation. And that force of cooperation is one of the subjects of another of my the recent articles. You can read that article at Shift. It's called Shift Update to Global Enlightenment. And it goes on to what's going. It goes on to explain what's going on with the energy shift in the space weather around the Earth, and how I've been talking about that all year, about the last several years, about how the space weather, the gamma rays, have been influencing the morphic grids of consciousness on Earth. There's an acceleration of photonic light on the planet. We have seen it increase over the last 100 years, which is just a flash in the pan as far as the larger scheme of things. And we're talking about the larger scheme of the precession of the equinoxes, a 9-year cycle, whereby Earth orbits and our solar systems orbits up and across the galactic plane of our galaxy. And it's called the precession of the equinox. And I've provided numerous links over this last year referencing back to this unified field, you might say, of cosmos, and how in our limited sense of time and space, we have a, you know, 3D, in the 3D matrix of reality in this dense physical body, you know, we have a sense of time and space, which is a construct, an optical illusion of consciousness, as Einstein calls it. And we have a very limited sense of this larger scale of things, and the history of, throughout history, we've seen this shift of the ages, you might say, and what goes on with deep space energies that influence Earth. Of course, all the ancient first astronomers were originally astrologers, and they connected what goes on Earth to what goes on in heaven. I mean, the three wise men were no dummies. They could, you know, they could tune into the field of a great soul being incarnated, and they somehow followed that star. Don't ask me how that all works, but again, there's the psychology and the astrology behind the philosophy of what is governing these cosmic energies, governing consciousness on the Earth plane holodeck, you might say, is not considered orthodox science. It's getting there. Quantum field science is getting into more of the space energies, the space weather that are affecting the Earth. And one of the things that's really been dramatic the last 20 years is that as we came into, and this is through 2012, if you look at the last 20 years, how things have accelerated on the planet, I mean, the conscious evolution, the rate of change, the accelerated rate of change, and the adjustment that Earth's evolutions are having with this basically surge in intelligence and consciousness, the internet, which is like the internet, you know, of how we're all connecting on the inner as well as the outer, to the sense of an instant everywhere interactive global village, and coming into a more of a sense of the family of man as a whole rather than as compartmentalized warring factions. So this is a huge shift. It's been accelerating. It's now with the internet. It's reached a kind of a critical mass, as I've related this to more than a billion Facebook members online in one day. You know, it's like the number of people online globally as the major source of news for people worldwide now. That's what's become mainstream. It's there's an internet consciousness. People getting their news from the internet worldwide, and getting the big picture rather than local framing from and whether when I say local, either a nationwide or nation state media propaganda. Beyond that, there's a global information sources that people are following worldwide. It's like this show. It's amazing that you can broadcast live to 62 countries, and that people all over the world can tune into overviews, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on with the big picture of global enlightenment. And this process is like the genie is out of the bottle. It's not going back in. People are waking up to, you know, there's a big shift. I've featured articles here in through the summer. This Dr. Simon Atkins, and he's talking about this frequency shift that's going on with the brain waves and the consciousness, you know, and the energies, these gamma rays that are influencing with this galactic alignment. And really, it's referencing back to galactic alignment. We've got hundreds of billions of star systems in the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy. Our solar system has been orbiting up and across and conjuncting with this photonic light right back to the great central sun at the heart of our galaxy. There's been this strong, intense photonic light of hundreds of billions of star systems in alignment, and Earth has come into that concentrated field of that alignment of these energies in this 25,920 year precession of the equinox. It orbits up and across that galactic plane in kind of a sine wave curve, because it's going around the galaxy in about a 230 million year cycle. It goes around the galaxy, but in the meantime, it's orbiting up and across that galactic plane, and you know, it's in a sine, like a sine wave curve, because it's moving forward. And it happens twice, obviously, you know, in a sine wave curve. You know, you're going up and down and across and back up to that galactic plane about every 14,000 years. And, of course, that's the last time we saw Atlantis rising, before Atlantis fell. There was a rise of civilization all over the world. In my last show on Cosmic Love, I had Jonathan Gray on the show, and he's an ancient archaeologist, and he references all over the planet this, the evidence of this ancient civilization that was highly advanced all over the world, with really advanced technologies that have been discovered all over the world. Well, we're seeing not the fall of civilization, but we're right on the threshold of the rise of global civilization and global civility, and you might say a unity state of unity consciousness, or a universal solidarity of, by, and for the united sovereigns of Earth, you know, an identification with the people of Earth as a sovereign planet with sovereign universal rights in the global sphere. And I've been referencing this theme throughout the year of this global 2015 enlightenment. We're moving towards this process, and it's reaching a critical mass. But at the same time, this new consciousness of ourselves as a whole, as an interactive, all-connected, you know, family of mankind, is very challenging to forces that have been dividing and conquering and creating terror, war, disease, and virtually death on Earth, you know, to make a killing, population reduction, while they profiting from the creation and management of war and disease on the planet. Now, this is a stretch for some people. But obviously, you don't have birthing of a golden age without purging of politics and economics that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, which is to say, the abundant life and love of global humanity. You know, and that's where we're coming to, and how that works for the creation of global holistic universal self-care with global telecom. I have articles that go into that. Plenty of links. People are interested in a vision of what it will look like with global holistic healing, how that will work with the internet, how anyone can go to a website, and there's websites now where you can learn about health, if any health condition on the planet, and with support groups that share information on what's working best, whether it be homeopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of holistic modalities. Well, those systems and services are being integrated with global telecare. It's obviously where information technology is taking us, whereby anyone can access for free a database any place from any place on the planet and get information for their specific individual current symptom profiles and health condition, and metabolic type, which is their blood type, and what's working best, whether it be whatever results go back into the database from people using this service around the planet. It becomes a self-perfecting model that shows what's clearly working best for any health condition and with different modalities of application. Of course, again, this concept of knowledge power, of wisdom, collective wisdom, it's sometimes called cloud computing, and how people can share in the cloud or the database the information of what's working best for unique situations, one's individual or person in their family, health conditions, health body type, and all things considered, what's working best. Well, that's, again, the judgment on the old system of drugs per symptom medicine. You know, for a certain symptom, a certain drug is prescribed. You know, it's called allopathic medicine, or sometimes referred to as community standard medicine of drug pushing for whatever ails you. And again, this is all coming out worldwide, research, peer-reviewed research by doctors, what's working best for different health conditions. We're looking at the a vision of a global holistic healing, and building health not just holistically, not just in bodies and minds, but there's a spiritual component to this, which is really the pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention at the heart of true health care. And so universal self-care, global telecare, is one of the models that are emerging for a vision of wholeness and healing globally. And addressed, this trending towards this, by a lot of luminaries and leaders in the field of healthcare. We're seeing the same issue of sovereignty raising its collective head in social networks throughout the planet, where the concept of personal universal sovereignty in global affairs is really becoming the key issue. And this comes back to interactive, mass-to-mass telecommunications, you know, how people come together in social networks. And that's evolving in a very clear direction towards enlightenment in these social networks. And a vision that's really defining where that's going is global telecommunications. And I have articles going into that in detail on the next phase of the computer internet revolution towards an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications. Now, 100 or 1,000 or a million people can interact at the same time in social networks without creating noise. That requires a standardized interface that actually corresponds to the language of consciousness, the language of light as consciousness. I have links that go into this in more detail. For those who are hearing this the first time, if you're really interested, I massage that message with links and multiple articles that go into detail on how that works for more light, love, easier and faster in our social networks, our social conscience, and the evolution, revolution, revelations in higher consciousness that basically make obsolete. So anyway, I've been having fun with ways that this can be that this evolution, revolution in consciousness can go mainstream. Obviously, it hasn't hit critical mass yet. It can happen, like I say, in the twinkling of an eye. These concepts are going mainstream worldwide. There's many people are saying, we've got these problems, but we've got definitive solutions, free energy technology, evolution, conscious evolution technologies, global holistic healing technologies. So they're going mainstream. They're going, you know, in the collective consciousness. There are people worldwide that can see the vision of where this could go for basically global enlightenment on a scale that creates a kind of social conscience that shames the, I mean, just shames the stinking thinking and paradigm paralysis that is stuck in negativity. Keyword for sin is stuck in negativity. And there are forces in the world that, the forces that went in and blew up the oil fields, the U.S. forces, U.S. warplanes, whether they're flown by Israelis or not, I'm not sure, but just blew up the oil fields in northern Syria that the ISIS commanders had controlled and using to finance ISIS to take out Assad, you know, the Syrian sovereign government, like they took out Gaddafi and took out Saddam Hussein, to expand the greater Israel agenda of taking out all these countries in the Middle East, with the agenda of taking out Iran, for no other purpose than, you know, the dominance of the greater Israel agenda, that the world is saying, you know, thus far and no farther. The world sentiment, world consent now has given Russia the permission since the UN meeting to go in and stop ISIS. And so ISIS is being trounced and cut off, and the U.S.-Israel warplanes go in and destroy the oil fields that were Syrian before and supplying Syria. And basically the U.S. and Israel is saying, if you can't have it, if our ISIS agents can't have it to take out Syria, then you won't have it either. I mean, that's the kind of consciousness or unconsciousness or, you know, basically corrupt consciousness that the world community is saying, this is just wrong. And there's a new conscience emerging. And it's a balance of Eastern and Western values that go beyond the stalemate that's in the Middle East with the power trips of the power elite. It goes beyond stalemate to a cooperation, a new cooperation. And it's like the hemispheres of the brain. If they don't cooperate, you know, then you got bipolar disease. Well, there's kind of a global bipolar disease. And this whole thing heating up in the Middle East is like the heating up of a fever in the body politic of mankind. It's trying to burn off the infection of power elite power trips. You know, basically, power. You know, the infection of a parasitic power elite that are acting like ethical infants. And the spirit of cooperation is more the divine feminine principle. You know, of like we are one, and nurturing cooperation rather than anyway sustaining the festering competition of win-lose values of West or East. That won't sustain win-win cooperation. So we're back to that theme of cooperation is co-creation. And ideally, we're in co-creation with a higher power. And a higher power is a synergy of you might say, the best of both worlds, East and West, or left brain and right brain. So you've got, you know, a whole brain that's working. And you've got a global mind that's emerging, where the whole brain conscience of the family of mankind in a global village, you know, both hemispheres are cooperating. And it's not a stretch. I mean, it can happen, like I say, with the free energy technology breakthroughs. There's going to be an independence of people all over the world. They won't be dependent on power grids. They won't be dependent on petrochemicals. It's the same thing with global enlightenment, with global wisdom in social networks and with the internet. There will be a co-creation with information and an informed choice services where people can know better and do better regarding their holistic health for building health and preventing disease. This is breakthrough. The vision alone of how that can happen for global holistic healing can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. a lot of people get it. You know, they're seeing it. They're seeing the potential of it. They're working towards it in their own way, and there's all kinds of ways this is happening with all kinds of global social networks that are emerging in the healthcare field, holistic healthcare fields with holistic modalities, and there's all kinds of videos and services coming out that are bringing forth these breakthrough holistic healing modalities for all kinds of diseases from colds to cancer. And they're going mainstream worldwide, and they're being aggregated and being integrated into websites that again reference what's working best for your unique body type and symptom profiles. So this is happening, and it's happening geopolitically, and again with social networks that are emerging with their own self-governing models of what's working best. Or what's considered best, what kind of consensus can emerge in a social network, and how to culture consensus on any issue, whether it be social, political, and economic. And again, this is back to cooperative communication coordinations and information services that provide informed choice in regards to what's working best, social, politically, or economic. And again, that's the vision of healing in our social, political, and economic institutions. So this is happening. It's happening fast, and it's already happened in many social networks where there's a whole new social conscience that has gone beyond the scarcity consciousness and the scarcity economics, which conceals, wastes, and destroys abundant knowledge to maintain scarcity for profit and control. Well, there's a whole new economics of abundance that's come out of the internet because there's abundant knowledge power, and it's instant everywhere. It's interactive. It's all over. And once people know better, they do better. So the black swan event that no one, many people don't see coming, and entrenched organizations are blind to with the kind of paradigm paralysis. They don't see this coming. They're not working towards it. And they do what they've always done, and they get what they've always got, which is scarcity economics with trying to maintain scarcity consciousness of solutions that provide abundance. So it's not rocket science. It's basically quantum science. You know, it's the quantum reality. You know, we're living in a quantum field whereby we're all connected, and free energy technology power comes from, is now being drawn from the quantum field with these new $200 units that are going to mass production worldwide. This is very hopeful, but it's very scary to people that don't have fearless faith in the future. In other words, there's going to be changes. There's going to be a matriculating of the matrix. There's going to be, again, power trips to the power elite, you know, who are ethical infants, trying to maintain the status quo of old paradigms that no longer serve the purpose of abundance. Abundance economics, abundant social conscience, abundance awareness of how good things could be very quickly for healing not only social, political, and economic and in our bodies and in our collective conscience, but healing of the earth itself. The technologies for cleaning up the radiation from Fukushima have been available and yet suppressed. There's the energies that are suppressing abundant health, healing, freedom. They're stuck in negativity. You know, they're stuck in their old paradigms of petrochemical power, petrochemical dollars, petrochemical economies, petrochemical drugs for whatever ails you. It's kind of a petro poison pill in all these regards, because there's a denial of the abundance that's from energy medicine, energy healing without petrochemical drugs. There's a denial of the new economics of abundance that can be provided with the free energy technology and the holistic healing technologies, even though they go back past the petrodollar and petrochemical power and petrochemical drugs. There's a freeing from those modalities with toxic free, you know, models of energy production, holistic healing without petrochemical drugs. There's a freeing and a liberation from that that's going on. And there's some blowbacks, like I say. There's some there's some of these entrenched forces that are into money and power above people and abundance. There's some resistance there, you know, and some of them will go kicking and screaming with wailing and gnashing of teeth because they're self-serving rather than public serving. It's like the corporate law puts stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. And because of that, you know, you've got these giant corporations that really are into their profit and power more so than they are the public at stake. You know, the public's health, the public's abundance, the public's energy, and the cleaning of the environment. There are deeply entrenched vested interests that have, you know, special interests that have a vested interest in maintaining, you know, the paradigm paralysis of the status quo. But paradigm shift is happening. It's coming. You know, my motto and as a general rule has been, you know, hold fast, see the good, and make it so. One of the recent articles I did this last week was on native wisdom. And this is basically the wisdom of nature, natural law, sometimes referred to as cosmic law in the unified field. And that article goes more into, you know, the philosophy of abundance, the abundant consciousness, conscious evolution, revolution, universal rights in the global sphere. And it's hopeful. So I thought I would give a little orientation to these articles. There's more of them, again, that I've had time to go into. You can go into them, and again, HeartCom Network, off the HeartCom.org website. Native Wisdom is a keynote article. The Shift to Intuitive Feelings for Discernment, Three Global Holistic Healing Keys. People that are into, those who are listening that are into holistic healing, there's a lot of information there. People, guys that are more interested in the war status situation updates. That was the show that I got into back on Halloween, the Serial Horror Show, and what's going on there and the updates. It's kind of mind-blowing. I don't recommend that for sensitive souls. So basically, you know, we're going through some big shift, and that keynote article, again, Adjusting to Accelerated Shift Dynamics, back on November 6th. It just says flat out from the beginning, this is not an easy time for sensitive souls. The depth and breadth of global transformation is creating a tremor in the force of equilibrium as the rate of change accelerates in adjustment to instant, everywhere, and interactive capabilities of the Internet, which are changing everything. Knowledge, power wants to be free. Energy, technology, free energy technology wants to be free. Holistic, global holistic healing wants to be free. All these technologies are emerging now. The only opposition and challenge to it are all those forces of the economics of scarcity that wants to conceal waste and destroy abundance, domain scarcity's value, the value of scarcity, which is an oxymoron if there ever was one. So this is the dynamic. This is what we're up against. This is the opportunity. There's huge challenges, but there's huge opportunity. And it's good to see the opportunity with every problem rather than get stuck in negativity with the problem with every opportunity. So whether the cup is half empty or half full, it's up to you. So thanks for listening. Tune in a couple weeks. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. We'll finish with a little meditation. Catch you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.